Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thanks so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word from my dad, Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
We are honored to have you. Thank you so much for joining us today. I want to encourage you to take advantage of the opportunity that's in front of you. You may be sitting in a car, you may be sitting at a home, you may be by yourself, you may have little kids, big kids. Bring the family together, and I just want to encourage you to activate yourself in the next few moments as we worship God. That can look a lot of different ways for you. You may want to lift your hands, you may want to sing, maybe you're not in a place to be able to sing. Just read these words out loud, but engage yourself in worship and turn your attention to God. There's so much going on around us. Let's not look to the left or the right, but let's put all of our attention on God at this moment and prepare our hearts to receive the word today. God's going to sow his word into your life. It's going to produce a harvest that will not return void. And let's get ourselves ready to receive what God has for us today.
I feel it in my bones, you're about to move. I feel it in the wind, you're about to ride it. You said that you would pour your spirit out. You said that you would fall, sons and daughters. So come. My bones, you're about to move. I feel it in the wind, you're about to ride it. You said that you would pour your spirit out. You said that you would fall on sons and daughters. So like the rain come drench us in love, and then you're gone.
Your presence, see your beauty, your will.
shakes the mountain tops. The only word that breaks the curses off. Shakes the mountain tops.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. As I'm no longer a slave to fear, I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, I am a child of God. From before the earth, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again to your family. The blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer. By songs of deliverance, we've been liberated from my bondage. We're the sons and the daughters, so let us sing our freedom.
Come on, church, that is great news this morning. wherever you're at, whenever you're watching this, we want you to know that you are not a slave to fear. That is the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. That is the good news that we celebrate today, the gospel message of Jesus, the good news about who God is in your life, that you don't have to live your life a slave to fear, anxiety, worry, depression. All of that is rooted in fear, and he has set us free. 1 John chapter 4 says that God's love, it's perfect, and that perfect love is what casts out fear in your life. Know this morning that God loves you, that God loves you right where you are in whatever situation you find yourself in. God loves you, and because God loves you, you're part of his family, you're a child of God, and you don't have to live a slave to fear. We're so glad that you've joined us today, and thank you for being here with us, and we want to encourage you to let us know that you're watching. We want to encourage you to message and to comment. We are here if you need us. You are never alone. You are never going through something alone. The church is healthy. The church is strong. The church is in your corner. And we know that God's promise for us is to win. And we know that the mandate on our life and on this church is to help you win. And we're here for you. And we want to coach you and help you and come alongside. So whatever you need, let us know. We want to encourage you to message in the comments. If it's private or personal and you need us, direct message us. Make sure you're following us on all the social media platforms so that you can stay up to date with what's happening. But we're so glad that you're with us right now. We want you to know that we are with you no matter what, and no matter what you're going through. You're never alone. God's going to be faithful to you, and we're going to be a vessel and a tool that God can use to help meet practical needs and come alongside and help you out. So thank you again for joining us. And before we receive the word from Pastor Bill today, we have a special message that we believe God wants to deliver to you where you're at. And I'm going to welcome a dear friend of mine and a leader in our church that has been impressed just with a message really from the Lord for where you're at to encourage you. And so let this word get deep into your heart and let it lift your expectations. But please welcome Matt Swaggart.
All right, guys, like he said, I had a little, the Lord showed me something this morning, yesterday actually. I read that at record levels, people are turning to faith-based platforms all over the world. They're tuning in to watch live services, to watch prayer feeds, or they're finding Christian music to listen to. And I saw something in that. There's a tidal wave coming. Have you guys ever seen what a tidal wave looks like, real footage of a tidal wave? See, what happens is, if you're looking down at the beach, water is drawn back off the beach, exposing huge chunks of shoreline. The water is being pulled back into the ocean because it's collecting for a giant wave, a giant impact that's going to happen. So water is being pulled back. So here's what I saw in this. See, it's pretty easy in this time for us to, before this happened, for us to live day to day without ever having to find God in something, to ever have to use our faith to live day to day. But right now, in this moment, people are discovering that they need God. People are searching and trying to find the face of God. They're realizing that they need faith just to get day-to-day, just to get through the day. People are needing faith. And see, that's why at record levels, people are tuning into church. People are tuning into services. People are looking for God at record levels right now. So this is what I wanted to share with you. I saw a tidal wave coming. See, right now, people are having to turn to faith, right? And it's building. And at some point, see, what happens is the water gets drawn off the shore, and it builds, and then it wipes everything out. It comes way up inland. And that's what's about to happen with the church right now. We have an opportunity right now to take major ground when this clears up, because people are turning to God. They are trying to find God in this. And here's the deal. We have the answer. We have the answer. We are children of God. See, the word says that he causes all grace to abound to his children. Now, think about that. That is irregardless of scenarios, irregardless of sickness or economy, he can cause all grace to abound to his children. In this moment, let's not think about the story that the world is trying to give us. Let's think about the story that God already wrote for us, that he causes all grace to abound to us, to his children. So it is our time now to be ready for the fight. We need to be getting ready and prepared for when this clears up, we are going to take major ground. This is our time right now to not be caught in anxiety, to not be caught in fear, but to stand on our faith, to stand on our promise that God causes his grace to abound to his children. This is what we do right now. This is our time. This is the church's time. I'm telling you, what we're going to see after this is going to be unprecedented. We're going to see major, major ground taken for the kingdom, unlike we've ever seen in the history of mankind. It is happening. It is getting ready to happen. So I want to tell you, don't be caught in anxiety. Be caught in faith right now. And I want to show you guys something. This Friday, we had an amazing Friday groceries. And that is proof. What this video is going to show you next is proof that people are coming to church to find something. They're coming to church to find an answer that we have. So take a look at this video and get ready for this fight.
I'm at Friday groceries right now. And right in the middle of the pandemic, man, everybody's practicing social distancing. But look at this. Hundreds of cars, maybe thousands, that are weaved through the parking lot and around the block. People coming in and everybody getting groceries today. Everybody. You know, for years at Guts Church, we've said, you're not giving to an institution. You're not giving to a denomination. You're giving to change lives. That's what this is today. It's Friday groceries. If you're wondering what, you know, the money that you text in, the online giving that you do, if you're wondering what we're doing with it today, this is what we're doing with it. And hundreds of volunteers spread all over our property that are just encouraging people, praying for people, helping people win. That's what God's called us to do. God's called us to win. You know, I tell you, every time I see video like that, a wave of gratitude hits my life. I'm just so grateful just for the God that we serve, who loves us so dearly, for the people that are serving God and people around them. There were hundreds of people in that video, man, serving groceries to thousands of people who were coming through, and just grateful. I'll tell you, how you pull that off, you know, because it's, we had to pivot with how we distribute groceries on Fridays. And I just want to thank you for the support financially and with your time and your prayer to make this stuff continue to happen. You know, these are just breathtaking times we're living in. And we've got to be able to pivot on a dime. We've got to be able to turn. But I'll just tell you how Sandy and I approach life, especially right now. You know, you're well aware, if you've followed on social media or you've watched these online services, that, you know, Sandy's gone through a liver transplant. Now it's, I think she's 16 days out from it, or 17 days, and is recovering incredibly. Man, her energy's up here. You know, it's interesting, but what the great news that the surgeon gives is that, man, she'll begin to age in reverse. Words can't express how grateful I am to God and to you guys that have prayed and everything you've done. I want to give you an opportunity to give, and I'll tell you why. Sure, the church, where the money that you give is going to change lives, and we're going to continue to do that like we have for the last almost 30 years. But I'll tell you, I want to give you an opportunity to give now for you. And I know it sounds counterintuitive, but what this is seed. And you want seed in good ground right now. You want seed in things. Listen, there's so much we can give to. But I'll tell you, the pattern that Sandy and I use is we give to things that are linked to heaven. We give to things that are linked to the local church. We give to things that are linked to the ministry that God's put in front of us. And when you have that seed in the ground, that's what's going to determine your future, your harvest. So take this time to text to give. It's the amount, space guts, to 45777. And you take that opportunity. You can give online. This isn't a time where you want to hold back. This is a time where you want seed in the ground. You want it to go. When you go out and buy something, that money's going from your account to their account. But you know what? When you give, when you tithe, when you sow in the kingdom, it goes from your account on earth to your heavenly account. See, and I'm telling you, I want to store up riches in heaven. And that's how we get through these times. God, I thank you for every person here that's able and willing to give. God, I thank you that as we give, God, as we we don't judge, we don't condemn, we forgive, and we give, God, and you give back to us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God, I thank you for a running over, blessed household in Jesus' name. God, thank you for that. God, we're so appreciative of this time we have right now to be able to sow to your kingdom, God. God, we give our lives away. We get to keep them. We try to keep them. We lose them. God, I thank you for that. God, I thank you for the flow of heaven, that the way we give is the way we receive. And we give bountifully, God. We give generously, and generosity and humility always win. God, thank you for that formula. Thank you for that recipe for incredible life. In Jesus' name. I want to turn now and minister the word to you. I want to start this message that I've just titled The Struggle. And I want to let you know that the struggle matters. How you handle the struggle, how you go through the struggle, absolutely. In this world, you're going to have tribulation. There's going to be a struggle that we have. It rains on the just and the unjust alike. I'm telling you, storms are going to hit our homes. But you know what? What determines the outcome of that storm is how that house is built and the foundation it's built upon. Man, we've got strict building codes when we have to build something here in our communities. But you know what? You think about the strict building code that God gives us for our life. Don't judge, don't condemn, forgive and give. That's a building code for life. That we do all things without murmuring and complaining, for this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. See, those are building codes for our lives. And when we determine that, when we realize that, we realize that how we handle the struggle is going to determine the outcome. It's going to determine the breakthrough. It's going to determine the blessings. It's the timing. Man, our words are what justify us. Our words are what condemn us. And what we've got to do is we've got to look at it. And so many people are thinking it's on God's time. And I believe in the timing of God, but I also believe that the seasons and how we get through storms of our life are determined by our timing, the thoughts that we have, the words that we use, and the actions that we're about. Man, that's what brings the real breakthroughs of our lives. God withholds no good things to those who walk uprightly, to those who put Him first in their thoughts, in their words, and in their actions. Let everything we do glorify Him. Let everything we do honor Him. See, that's the key to the breakthrough. Man, we're all in a struggle right now. But I'll tell you what it is for me. Man, it's a battle for leadership. Am I going to submit the leadership of my life? Whether you're the president or you're the governor or you're a father, I'm telling you, the leadership is what's under attack. I'm not submitting the leadership of my life, of my home, of this church to anything that's not God. Anything that's not God's promise. That's how we have to handle the struggle. If we look at our Bible, we turn to Isaiah 55. In Isaiah 55 and verse 8, God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts." Let's just stop right there and pause for a second. He says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts." What God's saying here is, I'm not you. See, God's not me. So I have to trust Him. I have to trust God's promise. Man, are these end times? Sure they are. Paul referred to the first century as end times. John referred to the very first century as end times. So we look at it, why? Because we're in a present age right now. And listen, it's the age that God uses the church. God uses things that are connected to heaven. See, God's got a plan and it's very specific. And it's not for me to just go off half-cocked on my own. Man, it's for me to come in line with the local church and God's plan for the church. That's how I live my life. Man, I talked earlier about how Sandy and I give. We want seed in the ground through this time. Man, we're believing God for great things. And you know what we see every single day? I see miracles. I see miracles in my life. I've never been stronger in the Lord than I am right now. I've never been stronger as a leader in the body of Christ than I am right now. I'm telling you, what God does is these times, these struggles we go through, man, these are proving grounds. Man, that we're able to prove the gifting that God said is without repentance. The gifts and the call of God are without repentance. And they're proven in times like this. They're proven. Whether it was Abraham or it was Noah or it was Isaiah or it was David or it was Solomon or it was Jesus. Man, that gifting of leadership that's on our lives is proven in the struggle. Understand that. These are incredible times. I know every church, every pastor I talk to, man, they've had to pivot. It's a whole new ball game. We're playing a new game. It's gone from playing tackle football to flag football. See, right now in flag football, we don't need all the big, huge offensive linemen because why? It's flag football now. It's not tackle football. That's what we have to realize. At some point, it's going to become tackle football again. But now it's a different game. So I've got to look at it. I've got to think, okay, I've got to make the adjustments in my own life. I've got to make the adjustments in how I spend my money. I've got to make adjustments in how I think, how much information I allow to come into my life. Because let me tell you something, a lot of people try to communicate right now. But you know what? I don't need all the noise. I need God. I need God's word. I need the word that has been hidden in my heart from heaven to be producing some 30, some 60, some 100-fold right now. And that's truly the demand I put on God's promise. See, for I know my thoughts aren't your thoughts. I'm not used what God's saying. Nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Oh my gosh, I've got a way that I want to navigate this. But God, what's your way for me? God, how would you have me navigate? Well, here's what he says. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. And let me tell you, what he's saying right there is, this is where it starts. Where it starts is in your thought life. And let me tell you, that's where the devil is just pounding people's eyes. What? In their thoughts and how they think. Man, we're getting all kinds of information. Let me just tell you. What Jesus said repeatedly is, you've heard it said, but I say to you. Conventional conversation is this, but there's a new language, there's a new vernacular, there's a new cadence, there's a new rhythm to life, and it's how Jesus tells us to. See, that's what we have to understand. Verse 10, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and they don't return there. See, this is amazing. The gifting that God's put, the way God blesses us, let me tell you, it pours out to heaven. He doesn't ever take it back. He leaves it for us in our lives. And it works where it comes as seed. Every promise of God comes in seed form. So the seed is the word of God. God's sowing today, right now. God's sowing seed into your life. And it's going to produce for you today, tomorrow, this week, this month, this year, the rest of your life. It's repercussive impact of the harvest of God from the seed, from this message right here and right now today. See, they don't return, but water the earth. This is watering your life right now. And make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread for the eater. Not only does God give you seed to be able to sow, he gives you bread to be able to eat and sustain the strength of your life. Man, so shall my word be that comes forth from my mouth, is what he says. It shall not, this is the basis of my message today for you. It won't return void of power. It will accomplish what pleases God. And it'll prosper in the thing for which he sent it. See, his word won't return void of power. His word's going to accomplish what pleases him, and it's going to produce. Man, it's producing in your life right now. I proclaim production of God's word and God's promise in your life right now. Man, I just believe it. I'm believing for that right now, and whatever you say is what you have. The way you think is who you are. What you say is what you have. Man, you begin to think that God's word is producing in your life right now, that you speak it into your life. If you're sitting with your family as most do, man, you let your kid know that that's come out of your mouth, that you're believing God, that seed produced, and that God, where it pleases God, and it prospers in whatever God sent it. See, the question here is, how are we going to get through this? See, it's not if. I'm telling you, we're getting through this. We're strong in the Lord and the power of His might. But how matters. How we handle the struggle determines the breakthrough. It really does. What Paul said in 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter, he said essentially this, though I'm pressed from every side, I receive no pressure in my heart. Though I'm pressed from every angle, I'll tell you, I know you're feeling that. I know that's your life right now. Man, but we don't receive it into our hearts. What does the Bible say? We guard our heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the essence of the issues of life. Everything that you need, God's sowing into your heart right now. You got to begin to speak it. Man, when you read the word, it's the logos of God. When you speak the word, it's the rhema of God, the power of God. That's what that is. That's what God gives us. In Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, and here's where we have to be. Be strong and of good courage. Don't fear or be afraid of them. Listen, don't let fear have any kind of voice in your life. And you'll say, well, how do I do that? You've got to shut fear off from your mind. I'm telling you, if watching the news makes you fearful, stop watching the news. If talking to some certain people make you fearful, you've got to stop. You've got to cut that off. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, He's the one who goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. I love it the way it says it. It doesn't say, oh, just God's going to go. No, the Lord your God. See, we make it personal in our lives. Because I'll tell you, this isn't fair. The fight's not fair. Remember 2 Corinthians 2:14? Now thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the savor of His knowledge in every place. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is living and powerful. It's alive. It's powerful. But see, this word, this isn't something where this is a concept or a philosophy. This is life. The Bible says that it's life to those who find it and health to all their flesh. See, the word's going to work and produce in your life. Let me tell you, the coronavirus is here. God's word is here. Your debt is here. God's word is here. Your issues are here. God's word is here. What you've got to do is you've got to allow God to lift your head from the coronavirus and your debt and your issues to Him. We put our hope in Him. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Listen, piercing even to the division of your soul and your spirit and of the joints and marrow. Now listen, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of your heart. You're like, oh my gosh, how do I even know what's in me? Man, you get the word into your heart, and you know what it'll do? It'll discern that. Man, I know whether a thought's from God or not from God. Why? Because the word's alive on the inside of me. The word's living on the inside of me. The word's got to be living on the inside of you. You know, there's so many people that'll say, man, I got my kids home all day. What am I going to do? Let me tell you, I got great news for you. You get to raise them. Maybe for the first time in your parenting, you get to raise your kids. Man, read the word to them. Man, turn on worship music and fill your house and sing and dance before God. See, that's what you've got to do. You can't just be sitting there and let them scroll on your phone or your iPad. No, you know what? Man, set that aside and put God into play. Man, teach your kids how to open the door for people. Man, teach your kids how to interact at a meal. Man, teach your kids that they don't start eating until their mother sits down to eat. See, there's an honor, there's a respect, and all of it is learned. And this is a great time for us to teach our children that. Man, I think about John Wooden, one of the greatest basketball coaches in the history of the sport. He coached at UCLA. He won 10 or 12 national championships in a row. He had all kinds of All-Americans and all kinds of guys that went on to were in the pros and in the Hall of Fame of professional basketball. And you know, the first practice every year, he'd line up a row of a dozen chairs and he'd sit each player at a chair. He'd sit them down, and they were dressed in their shorts and their t-shirts for practice, and they're ready for practice to start. And they're all amped up, and they're all hyped for the new season. He sits them down, and he gives them all a pair of socks. And he sits down in front of them, and he said, "Fellas, here's how you put your socks on." And he put a sock on his right foot, and then he put a sock on his left foot, and he pulled it tight, and he stretched it out, and he said, "I'll tell you why this is so important. Because if you've got a wrinkle in your sock, it may produce a blister on your foot while you're playing. And the last thing I need is for you guys to have blisters on your feet to affect how you play." See, the basics right now is what you can teach your children. You can teach your children how to look people in the eye when they're talking to them. You can teach your children which of their opinions are important and which of them they should just keep. You know, we're thinking about how many years and maybe generations of people that weren't taught that. You know why? Because their dad was a lawyer and he was out of the house all the time. Just had a few bits and pieces of time. Do you understand? You can combine two things that maybe for generations hadn't happened. Maybe since the Industrial Revolution, that we could have quality and quantity of time with our wives and children, with our husbands. We can have quality and quantity where we can learn, listen, we can practice effective listening. I'll tell you what, married to Sandy for almost 36 years now, I've lived with an active listener. So I'll sit there and we spoke to people last night and she just, anytime she interject, they were just pouring their hearts out and able to speak, and she has that gifting. And you know what? I can learn that from her. See, that's what we could teach our kids. How about the difference between right and wrong? How about how to treat people? I mean, it's basic things like that, things that we could do. That's how we're going to get through this. That's how we set the struggle aside and we zero in on the main things. Because let me tell you, what I just talked about for the last few minutes is really the important things, especially if you have children. You know, the word has to be applied in our life like medicine. It has to be applied generally in our lives and in specific areas. See, that's how we apply our lives. You want to overcome in your health, in your finances, you apply God's word. How do you do that? You find it, you search it out, you study it, and then you speak it. And you put all your trust in it. I don't trust anything that I can't back up in God's word, period. Why? The currency of our lives is trust. That's what it really is. But first, it's our relationship with God, and that's built on trust. See, that's what covenant is. It's trust. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. It's not going to come back without power. But it will accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. You know, I just want to take the last few minutes of this message, and I want to bring some old school in. And I heard that my friend Jensen Franklin wrote this song, and I appreciate that. But we're just going to go to the chorus just a few times. And what I want you to do is, if you're with somebody right now in your family, maybe grab their hand. If you're alone, just put all your focus on God right now. If you're away from God, if you're somebody that doesn't have a relationship with God, let this word sink into your heart and make Jesus the Lord of your life. If you're struggling with anxiety and depression, you're just getting too much of the world into your system. You gotta cut that off and get more of God in. So let's just take 2 or 3 minutes here. That's all it's gonna take. And let's change the atmosphere of everything.
Praises to your name, oh Lord.
For your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, oh Lord, praises to your name, oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised.
Thank you, God.
I sing praises
God,
to your name.
God, you inhabit the praise of your people.
Oh, Lord, praises
God,
to
God, thank you
your
for your
name.
Presence in this place.
Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised.
Yes. Come on, let's sing.
I sing praises to your name. Oh, Lord, praises to your name.
The guys on the cameras are singing.
Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing glory to your name.
Thank you, God.
Oh, Lord, glory to your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I give glory to your name.
Oh, glory to you, God.
Oh, Lord, glory to your name.
God, we humble ourselves to you right now.
Oh, Lord, for your name
God,
is
so
great.
God, we're so appreciative of your peace.
And greatly to
beyond
be
our understanding.
Praised.
That guards our hearts and minds. Thank you, God. God, we recognize this as a holy time. God, we know that, God, we've given you authority right here and right now in our lives, in our homes, in this church. God, I thank you for the peace, God, that we have right now, that we keep it. We keep ourselves in that peace, God. Let's all pray together. Father God, I give you my life. I make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life and whom I trust. God, I turn my back on sin and ask you to forgive me of the sin. God, I thank you that I offer to you clean hands and a pure heart with Jesus as Lord of my life. God, I thank you. I'm going to heaven and I'll never smell the scent of hell. And God, I thank you that you give me the ability to call heaven on earth. And that's what we call today, heaven on earth in Jesus' name. God, I thank you that this, not just this video, but God, this message go viral. The message of peace in Jesus. The message of overcoming in the living God. The message of power in the Holy Spirit. God, I thank you for the hope-filled lives that you have with us. God, that the thoughts that you have for us are good and not evil, to give us a future and a hope. And God, we receive that today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. One last announcement that I'd like to make is next week is Palm Sunday. It being Palm Sunday, it's customary at Guts Church for us to have Barefoot Sunday. And what everybody does is they bring their shoes, and whatever shoes they wear to church, they leave them at church. And we've had tens of thousands of shoes given that we distribute throughout the year. Man, they go to flood victims in Texas and Louisiana during those times, and just people in need get to get new shoes when they come to Friday groceries every week. But this year, since we're not going to be assembling together, you know what we're going to have? We're going to have drive-through Barefoot Sunday. So next Sunday at 6 o'clock, we're going to combine communion and Barefoot Sunday, and people are just going to drive through. It's a time for you to spring clean your attic or your garage or your closet. Bring the shoes you haven't worn for a while, or maybe the shoes that just God laid it on your heart to give. It could be clothes, it could be tools, it could be toys. And we're just going to replenish the distribution center for the poor here at Guts Church. But next Sunday at 6 o'clock, just come to Guts in your car. You're not getting out of your car. You're not getting within 6 feet of anybody. And we'll take it out of your trunk or the back of your truck and put it in the distribution center. So we're having Barefoot Sunday, the first Sunday in April, and it's going to be at 6 o'clock in the evening, Tulsa time. We'll probably have it on Instagram Live and on YouTube so that everybody out of town can see it. Thank you so much for being a part of our service. I want to allow you to leave. Continue to text us and email us. Trust God. Let's just roll through this chorus a few more times and make sure this attitude is set in our hearts for the rest of the day, for the rest of our lives. God bless you.
I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I give glory to your name. Oh Lord, glory to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I give glory to your name. Oh Lord, glory to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised.
We want to thank you for joining us today. And I know you've been encouraged. That was powerful, powerful coaching and teaching instruction in your life. And I want to encourage you to continue to follow us on all of our social platforms, because we're going to continue to add value to your life during this season and going from this place forward. Continue to give you instruction, continue to give you hope, to give you encouragement, to help you win and live the victorious life that God's already given you. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to give you an opportunity, if you joined us late, give you an opportunity to give, to tithe, to be part of what God's doing at this local body, at this church, to make a difference in lives being changed. The ways to give are there. You can simply text the amount you want to give to the number 45777. But we thank you so much for being with us today. Go win. God loves you. Guts Church is in your corner. As you go, preach.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.